You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for Our Schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godspropheticoutreachministry.com.
Yes, I authoritate you to do it. Amen. What he didn't say, I saw down here where he was talking about healing. He said, cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, drive out demons freely. You want to do that without pay, because I'm going to pay you big. Amen, amen. Are you hearing me? Amen. Somebody asked me, when is your birthday? I said, it's just a birthday. And God blessed me with another day. Amen. If you don't be grateful to him, don't worry about nobody else pretending that they're grateful for you. Amen. This my reason. And I don't care who mad with me. Good, stay mad where the devil can juke you more. Let me move it on down. Don't take nothing, but take me. We taking too many resources. I was under this leadership of this great man of God, and he dead and done dropped on in hell. I'm going to take him as my protector. Amen. I'm going to take him as my God. Yeah. I'm going to take him as my keeper. I've been doing this a while, and there's a whole lot of people still mad at me. They said, I wouldn't listen to that lunatic say, well, that's good for you. You're still scratching between the red pennies. Amen, amen. Everybody talking about a Rolex watch. The Lord gave me one with free of charge. I ain't hearing about it. Buff up on that one. Because he know it don't mean that to me. So he gave it to me by way of America. Somebody got it from a thrift store. And they didn't know it was a Rolex in the thrift store. And this person gave it to me from the thrift store. And you put the battery in it, and it's a Rolex. I ain't hear nobody. Do I have it on? No, because I ain't trying to impress y'all. He's a good God. What I'm saying, he'll reward you. Everybody know you need some ducats to get you a Rolex. Amen. I ain't talking about wearing them on fake diamonds. They blind you with fakeness. I'm talking about real stuff. He'll reward you when you line up. God sent many people to this ministry because they say, I'm so crazy, an apostle, so smart. Well, and I preach most of the time. I got to get up out of here. But if I can catch him on the down day and get a word from him, I'll come back by him when I feel like I need another word. I ain't hearing nobody up in here. Well, let me move it on a little further. There are people who won't receive what God done put in you, but don't you take it personal. Somebody asked me, said, Pastor, do you see what's going on? No, God already see it, so why would I waste my time? He going to get them in. They do tell his due time. Amen. Said somebody back there watching a movie on their phone, let them watch it. When the Lord spanked that tail, you won't have no time to watch it then. Amen. When you get in trouble with him, see what you're going to do then. Because the jailhouse don't let you be personalized. You are a criminal. Amen. Can I help anybody? And you go by rules and regulations, you ain't got no private. You poop in the same place. You pee in the same place. I ain't hearing nobody. Amen. You ain't got no privacy because that's what you wanted. Amen. So what am I saying? We don't want to do this because we got to see something. I got to see Jesus. Amen. I got to. Amen. I got to see him in operation. Hey. I got to believe and see him for myself. He might not bring me out tomorrow, next day, or next year, but I got to believe he can bring me out. So I'm going to connect up with him. I'm going to shift myself from them. I ain't hear nobody. And if I'm in a place where I got to go there every day, I'm going to click my mind in. I ain't there. Amen. there. Some people taking these jobs personal. Why would you? You go to that job to do what they said do. And you can't take over their company if it's their company. I don't care how brilliant you are, it ain't your company. You'll be up out of there. Lady told me yesterday, said her daughter wouldn't tell her she's on drugs. She gets her this prestige job. When she take the test, the P test, she said, if she had told me, I would have worked the plan. So they wouldn't have find the drugs in her pee. But the supervisor of the job said, you fired today, right now. Get your stuff and leave. I will not tolerate drugs in your system. You can't work for me on drugs. The lady said to me, it broke her up from the floor. I said, why would it? You saw your daughter was on drugs, but you was in denial. Your reason. And God will allow you to use your hands or help. Why is it? We always want to fix something when God want to fix us in it. But we won't let him fix us. He said, make up your mind to serve me. Time somebody piss you off, you change your mind. I said, God, I talk about me and people mad still. I don't know what else going to happen. What else going to happen? But God want to fix us in this person. He's been knocking on the door a long time. And you refuse, you reject the answer. Amen, amen. He'll allow you to go through hell and high water. You can't get out of neither one of them. Amen, amen. If you don't want him for yourself, he'll allow you to slobber like a dog for them you love. So I said, I don't know what I can tell you. Because I done told you everything I can tell you. You don't believe nothing. Because you got a wiggle digger hand. You think you can wiggle your way and get out of anything. There's a whole lot of people roll like that up in here. Amen. But keep on thinking it lasts forever. It only lasts till it consume you up. Amen. And when you are consumed up, then this is the time when you're going to have to really get real and get Jesus. It ain't about your age. It's about your character. Amen. Because there's some folks in here don't believe nothing. They can do anything they want and they can get out and be happy camper and rebuke somebody else. But that ain't the party. It just got you setting up like it's the party. It's a bad thing to get down on death row and you can't get no medicine to get up. Some folks say, I won't get there. You don't have to be old to get there. Your action will take you there. Because some folks dead today. For their disobedient spirit. Amen. Can't nobody tell me nothing. Where the grave will hold you there. Amen. Even if you're cremated, you're actually flying everywhere, but you're in the grave. Amen. There ain't no good, no way. Just throw them out there in the water and let the fish eat them. Mm-hmm. When we know. When we know that we know. You got to know that you know. I ain't talking about what somebody else done told you, prophesied to you, and most of the time your meaning's a rattlesnake, and you're looking for the prophecy to come, and you won't line up so it can be manifest, and it be so I ain't hearing nobody. Tap your little prophecy book, because if you don't line up with it, ain't nothing going to line up. Some of them got them up in their mind. You know, Prophet Tulio came through here 2001, and he told me I'm going to be rich, and look what time it is. It's 17 years, and you ain't got rich yet. Not even in your spirit. In the natural, you ain't got nothing. Amen. Still not now to the pay now and pay later. Amen. When you go to them sites, you got to pay now and pay later. Because right. They add on to what you got to pay. Amen. So if you line up with the spirit of the living God, he want to be able to use some folks who ain't been good. Amen. Them folks good and know they good. He might just gave you a gift. Amen. Gift without repentance ain't good. Because if you don't repent, you're going to hell with your gift. Can I get somebody? Amen. But I want him to line me up so I will be a benefit to his kingdom. That I know that I know he said for you to do this. I don't want nobody to bite on me. That two women's up out here saying, the Lord called me. But I want to be equipped because he called me off death row and forget what folks say. He said, you shall live and declare my word is true. Well, every time I want to quit because some folks say you can't do it, I grab a hold of that. And I began to get revived in my spirit, man. I said, ain't long as it has been. And I'm going to give you some praise because it ain't long as it has been. And when I got up in here, it was squeezing me like a duck. And everywhere I look, somebody come to give me a word of disencouragement. But I encourage myself, as David said, I will bless the Lord. I will give him praise. I believe you can speak to a jackass. And I ain't no jackass. I just got a jackass transition. But you can speak to me. I thank you now, Lord. I just thank you. And I begin to praise him. And I get up past that rooted demon that is assigned to me. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to look in that demon face. I still say he's the best thing that happened to me. I still say he's a healer. I still say he's a deliverer. I still say he's a way out. I still say he's a cleanser. And I don't care what you say. You might need to check yourself and see how you got there. But I want to be there. I want to stay there. That you keep on cleansing. You keep on purifying. You keep on continuing. Take it out of me. That you will get the glory. And you will get the praise. Hallelujah. It is a benefit. It is a blessing. And I don't care who try to hinder the blessing. Can't nobody shut down God bless. No way you try. He'll allow the enemy to be good to you. I ain't hear nobody. He'll allow the devil to come and say, I must do this. Because he made him. Hallelujah. I bless your name. I give you glory. Oh my God. We don't know. There's a restriction on the mission that God has assigned for us to walk down. You can't do anything that you want to do. You can't think like you want to think. I ain't hear nobody. I bless his name. We got a whole lot of people got to pay double because you done messed up somebody else. You shall pay in this life. I bless his name this morning. I give him glory. What you say, if it don't line up with the word of God, you say it and he going to get you. But you saying, he gonna get you. You can drop something in somebody's spirit and it ain't of God. He gonna get you for that too. Let me tell you what I mean. Who gave you credential to say God can't speak to a jackass? He can speak to anybody he want to. Who gave us the authority? I hope I'm on radio. Who gave these supposed to be leaders, if they ain't been led by the Spirit of God, to destroy his people? Who gave them that authority? They gave it to themselves. You don't have to look at numbers, because numbers ain't doing this thing. You better get in line for souls. He who wins souls is wise. And if you don't want what he gave me to win you over, so be it. I wear the stuff real loose. I know this. If somebody don't want to come and don't send me a message, they don't want to be here. Amen. So I wear it loosely. Yes, I've been through too many challenges. Amen. To hold me in bondage. Amen. You ain't feeling me like that. Amen. You ain't feeling me like that. I know the power of prayer. Yeah. Prayer empower you. Yeah. Power of prayer restrain you. Amen. Because see, sometimes when you define whether you done moved up a level of deliverance with somebody messing with you. Because I ain't been afraid of nobody. But I'm afraid of this Jesus now. So that lined me up with him. A spirit will come and get you. And it will hold you in bondage. Every time you try to sneak out of yourself, they pull you back. Because they want to make with your mind. They ain't hear nobody. Amen. But he going to get them heroes. Oh, you hear me? But if you ain't made up your mind, it's your fault. Amen. Oh, I ain't hear nobody. Amen. It's your fault. Because right. He's greater than all of that. Amen. He wants him to be the best thing that ever happened to you. Not only he called me as a woman, but he called me with an unusual style. If I didn't know, he told me, I've been trying to straighten it up for the heroes. These folks been trained by proper ism. And ism and schism. He said, I give you unusual style in a hard place. Because I equip you for the journey. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every lying tongue, lying, you ain't going to get that one. Oh, it's okay if you don't hear me. I'm talking about what he'll do for anybody when you line up with him. I got some children just won't do right. I got some grandchildren do worse. Got some great-grands. They in line to mess up too. But I give God praise. When I took the great-grand in my hand, I heard the Lord say, dance with her. Because the enemy will not grab her and take her to the level of demeanor that he has done for family members and time past. I bless his name today. I heard my grandson say, grandmama, I've learned a lesson up in this prison situation. Don't go over there because some of you lose your mind before you get there. He said, I stand in the gap for all the other ones don't know the price for not listening and think you know everything. Somebody help me praise him today. Hallelujah. He'll lie you low when you obey him to come to be lighter. It's like I had that son, my own self. But I know in reality my daughter had the son. But I give God praise. See, when a situation comes, it don't hurt just one person. It hurt a whole lot of folks. Can I get somebody in the house? But oh, will you allow him to be your present help in the time of need? Because I tried with everything in me to tell him, you got too big a future. Don't go out there with these thieves and wool. They'll consume you up and leave you to the buzzards. But I praise him today. I said I kept staying on my knees and reminding myself, I know you called me. I know you laid your hands on me. I know you sent a healing to heal me. I know. Hallelujah, that you have not left me not one time. And all of the hurtful transition and all of the despondent me and all of these rejection, you never left me, because you was come and speak in your honorable voice. Say, I am still with you. When my grandson got my God in prison, it hurt me so bad, but I didn't stop serving God. I ain't hear nobody, and I was not concerned about who talked about me, because I wanted him to make it all right. I bless his name. I give his name praise. Hallelujah. Because he spoke to me every time when the boy was trying to lose his mind. He said, I want you to go now. Hallelujah. I got in my car and say, I got to go. I didn't say I'm tired in my body. I say I got to go because he said go. I send you to the laws. I bless your name. Hallelujah. Some of us in prison are walking around because our mind is in prison. It makes them different. Anybody hear me? And when you know that you know, I done messed up and I got to get to him. The Lord told me that this grandson will be a great help to me in my ministry. But you got to line up with him and stop worrying what folks say about you. If we can ever shift us and them, we can do this thing. My. But before I go there, I must say something. My grandson did the same thing, messing around with spirits. God had let him out the first time, but he played with God, and the same little midget came back and convinced him to do it a second time. He didn't get nothing but time. When we play with sin, you get time. And you don't get nothing but time. And you have to do it yourself. Every time the Lord said, go, I win. Because some people you can't tell nothing. Even the folks you close to. When he was in the panhandle, the Lord said, I need you to get there. Because the enemy messing with his mind. I said to my daughter, I need you to shut down your auxiliaries and all the stuff you in, pageant. I need to get to the panhandle right away this week. I goes there. And the enemy don't want you to get there. Amen. I never seen anybody take your credential and put it on somebody else's license. They say you can't come in. We done rolled 6.5 hours. I went outside and I said to the Lord, you set me here. You told me to come here. I don't believe that you're going to lie to the devil not for me to get in there. I went back inside. And this beak was bigger than my sister. She said, the computer never done this before. But we done got it straight. You can come in. He was in a place where no contact. But the Lord had spoke a word. He said, you tell him this. You don't have to touch him, but you tell him what I say. And he began to weep. And didn't anybody know anything about him. He wasn't nobody to play with on the street. He began to weep. He said, Grandmama, I have not cried since I've been up in here. But okay, Jesus. I began to weep. And the God came over to me and said, can I do anything for you? I left there. 2 months he was out of there. Every camp he'd been in, the Lord tell me to go. He take him up out of there. You don't have to hear me. Maybe you'll hear me when some of your loved ones get in trouble. Because they ain't exempt. If you think so, he'll bring it to your. Had a scholarship in college, got a new car, got his own apartment, jealous to come and get you. When Apostle ministers to me about my second grandson, I lost it because the Lord had already told me the same spirit come to get this one. Y'all can play wherever you go at and you don't believe spirit is real, too bad on you. And I said to the Lord, only thing I can do is walk upright as much as I can before you. It's in your hand. Whatever you allow for our disobedience, he'll fix you. I saw another day, and he know I'll come and get him. I mashed on the gas. Because if I don't believe God can do it, well, then I need to shut it down and go back to the street. Go buy this out of swilling men's out their money. I need to go back to the street. Go on and judge me. If you didn't get no money, you just pitiful. Because you pay for love. Hallelujah. And I know that I know. I ain't ashamed of what I didn't do. But I tell you what God can do. When you cover up holiness and when you cover up self-righteous, you ain't that. It's just a setup. My granddaughter in the house today. I don't care what you write on the old nasty one-eyed beast, which is the devil. God is greater. We better stop sticking our nose in other people's business because our nose will stick to our business. Curiosity killed the cat. It'll kill you too. We got to do what he said do. When I came in the building, he told me to bring this. So if your expertise and all that you know in Hebrews and Greek and all that, work with it. I just work with what he tell me. Can't do no more, can't do no less. Because this about him, it ain't got nothing to do with me. Because I ain't been good enough. It's about you, whoever went on with it. Hallelujah. He has proven to me he's a provider. And don't care who jacked up and jealous and mimicking. He has proven to me he's a provider. Of anything he so desires. He entrusts me to go to a meeting. He said, dress up. When he said dress up, I go in there and get my better stuff. Because he told me. Minister Thomas, I put on my better stuff. Better, because I have to lay it out and get all the stuff together. The suit got to be matching the shoes. I ain't hear nobody. Because I don't allow you to go through and I'm proving now that I am a rewarder. If those who generally seek me, I ain't hear nobody. And I didn't know Brother Cameron, he was going to put me on the head of the table. But that's the kind of power he got. But when you let him empower you from on high and know that you know. Hallelujah. And I sat there and the devil who tried to keep me from getting there, he allowed that devil to be up in there too. And I said to one of them, didn't I tell you that God was going to do it? Now getting back to my grandson. My God, my God. Every time he sent me to the penitentiary, I would not go in myself. Because self ain't going to do it no good. I was there when this little so-called arrival friends, he come with his little black diamond wedding band on, look like a little midget. So I was in the line. You know they put you in the line because you ain't exempt when you go into the prison. I saw the fella all tied up and dressed up. And so when he got in, I didn't know he came to see my grandson. He gonna try to come, and as my daddy used to say, low rating. But I stuck it to that brother. I said, this marriage you just got in, for sure you could have kept that money down there paying all that. I said, if you don't get you a job staying home, you're going to be on your little bit of knees. What you say? I said, it ain't all that what you thought of. Don't play with me today, because I ain't come for you to play. You come and bring it on down, because you ain't all of that. You come to tell my son how success, grandson, how successful you are. It ain't like that, just a setup. Because if you don't get Jesus, everything else will set you up. What you want to set you up. What you think you are, set you up. You're not listening, it'll set you up. I ain't hear nobody. But he wants to straighten us up. So we can go reach lost. So how can you reach anyone all of y'all on the same level? I understand why he gave me unusual ministry, because he know I'd be crazy enough to try to do it. And I ain't been catching nothing but hell ever since I've been trying to do it. But God still be the glory. I ain't hear you. People rebuke me all the time and I accept it. Because he get your tail when you're messing with my stuff. Can I get a witness in the house? You don't have to be real smart to know it's his stuff. Well, then he'll work with his stuff. But I know that he will be greater. And he will be your healer. He'll be your deliverance. He'll be your divine connection. I asked nobody to pray for my grandson. Nobody. Because I know God is greater than anybody. We want to ease his trip out. We need to get in. And say, I got to stay in, because every time I look around, something trying to drag me out. I bless him today. I said a message for me today, because it empowered me to know he's greater. And God allowed my grandson to have favor in the penitentiary. You don't have to believe me. Well, you'll catch it when one of yours go there. Favor. Folks come from their house and bring him food. Don't tell me God ain't a real God. And it ain't about me, but when you line up with him, he'll show you the power he possesses. That boy, good looking. Whoo. Fine. Whoo. And he ain't no sissy. Because I stand firm that if I obey him, he won't entrust us. How many of us can he really trust? I ain't talking about your expertise and that religious syndrome and that old maximum stuff we think we rolling in. Can't take nothing because it's just on the surface. Don't the deep down inside of us, we ain't nothing but nasty. But God want to come up in there and cleanse us from that nastiness and not take this walk personal. But it's about Jesus, whatever he so desires. I want to line up and get up in there. We ain't got no other choice when you done messed up all over you. I bless him today. I bless him today. Sister Barbara, I need you to come up. Somebody asked me, could they do something for you? And I said, no. Because you're a private person. But I'm going to lay my hands on you today. Where you won't weep no more. You won't sorrow no more. That you will embrace this move of God. Because you heard my story. And my grandson, I feel just about him like you feel about your son.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.